morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and I thought I would call in with a little bit of a new idea here, and maybe this will catch on. Tried this before, and none of the ideas have caught on, but a lot of people would call in their show about how they got to Linux, and that seems to have gone in abatement, but for all of you who are new listeners, people have been calling in shows about how they first started learning Linux. And I've found them to be very interesting about different people's paths into this particular world. So, my topic I wanted to bring up, and I'll go ahead and give you my ideas of what it is that I am looking for, and maybe other people could do it, and that is, what is your holiday tech shopping plan this year? What's the tech item that you're interested in? What is it you're going to be watching for and things like that? Now, there's a bit of an anomaly here in the United States because of our Thanksgiving holiday coming towards the end of November. There's somewhat of an artificial time frame that shortens up our Christmas shopping season compared with some of the other, of the European countries that also would be celebrating Christmas. And I know this for a fact because I was over in November in London at our office on a trip. Actually it was last millennium, technically speaking. But all of the all of the halls were decked and all of the Christmas, decorations were out and all of the stores were very busy on a Saturday, wanting to get you to buy this, that, or the other bright and shiny thing to wrap up and put under the tree for someone. And, of course, ours, with Thanksgiving, there was a bit of an issue, I guess, when it got moved around a bit as far as which week it was going to occur in. But traditionally, it's the fourth Thursday of November would be our Thanksgiving here, and it's always on a Thursday. And then I don't mean to really bore all the people internationally. I'd be really interested in, is there some other big, huge shopping day that is associated with your holidays, and what's the history behind that? What's that big shopping day? Here in the United States, they refer to the day after Thanksgiving as Black Friday, okay? And this is not contrary to what some people think of it, that it's Black Friday because it's such an arduous task to go out and fight the crowds and purchase things. And it's not because it's an arduous task to be working retail during Black Friday, although both of those, depending on the current, a particular person's point of view, might be both true. What it actually stems from is the fact that for many retail businesses, that one single day is a significant contributor to their black ink, right? In the old days, back when people used to maintain ledgers to run their business accounts using double entry accounting, one of the great inventions of the Italian city-states way back when, to be able to accurately determine how much money you had and where said money was going and keep an accounting of all such things. You used red ink to indicate a deficit and black ink to indicate a positive number in the ledgers. And so the Black Friday refers to this is going to put them in the black. That's where that phrase comes from. They're going to be making a profit. And for a large number of businesses, that one day is a fairly significant contributor to the profit that they're going to make for that year. It says something about, the situation of retail and just how difficult it is. It's over the entire year, right, that you end up making that profit. And then there's lean days and there's full days, and Black Friday is one of those full days. Another peculiarity about it, here in the United States at least, Black Friday, as I say, it's usually a four-day weekend, although not everyone is off on that Friday after Thanksgiving, including people other than just policemen, firemen, and people who work in retail. Actually, the stock market, just as a point of interest, is not closed on the day after Thanksgiving. It's always the lowest trading day of the year, and they usually will close early and not spend the entire day there. One reason why I know that is the company that I work for, basically a lot of our business is tied to financial institutions that, of course, are tied then to stock market trades and things like that. And basically, if the stock market is open, we're open. If the stock market is closed, we're closed. So in order to have the day after Thanksgiving off, I have to actually take a vacation day. And I always kind of attributed that to a bunch of the, you know, people who are, you know, stockbrokers and things like that, not wanting to have to go out with their wives and help with the Christmas shopping. And they could say, oh, sorry, honey, I have to go to work, have fun shopping, you know. But actually, it's not a bunch of, you know, stockbrokers trying to shirk their home responsibilities. It actually kind of relates to bank holidays, right? You'll see bank holidays, and you'll see those. You'll never see a bank close more than 3 days in a row, okay? And those bank holidays are somewhat to make up for Saturday half days and things like that. But you'll never see a bank close more than 3 days in a row. And part of the reasoning behind that, of course, is because that would be the perfect time to abscond with the money, right? Because you would do your transfer through to some, you know, Swiss account, then bounces over to some Caribbean account. So whatever it is you're going to do in the electronic transfer to hide your tracks, and you do all of that just before close of business on Wednesday night, and by the time people came in 4 days later, right, you would be, as Alan Rickman said in the first Die Hard movie, on a beach making 20%. Of course, that was the old days, now wasn't it? But you'd be somewhere where they don't have extradition, and living off the largesse of your nefarious deeds. So that's really the reason why the day after Thanksgiving is a stock market day here in the United States. Not sure about other countries and what they do. Of course, they don't have that Thursday off, right? Because they don't have the anything particular at all off that week. But what do you do in your countries about stock markets and when they're open and closed in relation to holidays? I imagine it's probably something similar. When I was a kid growing up, my parents were both from the Ozark Hills down in the south part of Missouri, and I am indeed what you might refer to as a hillbilly, or at least I'm a first-generation hillbilly. My father was born and raised, and my mother, both down in the Ozark Hills, and we would go down there and visit my grandparents, my grandmother on my mother's side, because my grandfather had passed away, and both grandparents were still alive. And the day after Thanksgiving, after we had gone for our Thanksgiving dinners at the respective families, we would drive to Springfield, Missouri, which was about an hour away, and it was the largest city down in that part of the world, and we would go shopping. Now, silly me, as a child, I didn't realize that everybody else in America did this also, right? I thought this was just something that my family did. Didn't even pay attention to how busy the mall was and all those kinds of things. So, largest shopping day of the year in the United States, and there's always these great sales. And one reason why, for people in the U.S., this is going to become of more and more interest as we go through here in October and then proceed on into November, is there are several Black Friday sites that will get early kinds of versions of the sales flyers for the stores. Because there's always all kinds of interesting sales on techie stuff around Black Friday. And there's what they call doorbusters, right, that get you into the store, and they've only got a few of them, but you're going to get a fantastic buy, right? You can buy a laptop for $200 or, you know, something like that, but they'll only have five. And literally, you may have seen some of the news broadcasts from the United States, where literally people will get trampled during these times of trying to get into the store and get to that special toy. I remember several years ago, this wasn't a Black Friday thing, it was just a general thing, where there's a thing called Cabbage Patch dolls, really ugly little dolls, but they were all the rage here in the U.S., and you couldn't get them anywhere, but apparently nobody cared about them in the U.K., and there were some people who literally were flying over to the U.K. buying Cabbage Patch dolls and really paying for the trip by flying back and selling them at some exorbitant fund to people here in the U.S. So there's no accounting for what's going to be the end toy, but those kinds of things will be also involved in these doorbusters. And like I say, there's usually always some tech that is involved here. Now, the Black Friday sites, like I say, you can always find those kinds of things, and there's always certain things that will be typical of that. Big screen TVs. One of the things that I always like to track on Black Friday is there's always whatever is the current size of the SD card, or now micro SD card. I started this back when it was compact flash, but that memory card, okay? There's always one that's the size that it's just a little bit too expensive, and you'd really like to have one that big, but it's just way too expensive. And usually on Black Friday, then SanDisk or one of the other Lexar, one of those major companies that do those kinds of memory, or maybe a couple of them, will have a micro SD or SD card. And this year I'm figuring it's probably the 32 gigabyte ones, because the 32 gigabyte ones have been coming down in price occasionally. So I'm figuring there's going to be a really good deal on 32 gigabyte micro SD cards this year. I think that's going to be the size of the micro SD card that's going to have a really good sale. And of course, there'll be various sundry things on Android tablets, I should imagine. Usually, there's very little that Apple knocks off of their prices, even, you know, on Black Friday kinds of things. Although I guess there is traditionally a little bit of a discount on the Apple products that happen for the Christmas shopping season, just for the one day. That probably won't be in the store, although it might be. Well, now I take that back. Yes, the day after Thanksgiving, because last year I went to the Apple store and I purchased something for my brother that we had in mind to get him. I got him a little Nano and things like that. And there was a discount on some of those things, but it's just for the one day. And just at the Apple site or at the Apple stores, I'm not sure that any of the other people who sell Apple products in terms of retail get, you know, a chance to have any percentage off. So it's kind of an Apple-only thing. And it's not much of a percentage, but it's practically the only thing you're going to get all year long. So what is that particular piece of tech? Like I said, I'm going to be looking for those micro SDs, probably looking for a USB-based hard drive that's a really good buy, you know, to have a backup device or things like that. I'm not really going to be looking for any kind of a tablet, but I'll probably be monitoring the prices to see what kind of things are there for tablets and things like that. And what's that particular piece of tech? Are you in the market for a new computer? Because you can usually get some pretty good buys on computers there, and even some of the more high-power computers that you might be looking for might go on a special sale when normally throughout the year those don't. So what's your thing this year? Looking for the tablet, the computer? You already got that flat screen TV. You're going to go ahead and spend the money on that 3D version of the TV that they want to, you're always pushing off on you. So what's your particular thing for this year's Christmas shopping season, whether it's on Black Friday or any time else during the Christmas shopping season? So call in and tell us what your plan is for your Christmas shopping this year. And the other thing maybe is that there's the Cyber Monday, which I think actually had kind of a legitimate start in the first place when people didn't have high-speed internet at home. They'd go into work on the following Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday, and they'd do some more shopping online. And so some of the places that were web-based, you know, stores, started noticing this and offering kind of a secondary Black Friday kind of thing, so special sales on Cyber Monday. I don't really know whether Cyber Monday really exists anymore because people don't need to be at work to do their shopping on their high-speed internet, at least in most places in the United States. Your mileage may vary, right, in terms of your particular location. So what is it this year? A new camera. Boy, there's some really interesting new cameras. And how many of you out there in HVR land are photographers? And maybe we can get into a discussion about digital photography kind of tools that are available and that are free and open source. You don't have to pay exorbitant amounts of money to Apple or Adobe, which are the two major ones pretty much, for processing of digital photos and things like that. And you don't have to pay those kinds of fees. You can get the free and open source kinds of tools that can do very similar kinds of things if you're serious about your photography. Leave a comment on the site or send me some kind of a comment. Twitter, Mr. Gadgets, as well as at www.mrgadgets.com. If you send me some email at mrgadgets.com, that's hpr@mrgadgets.com. I will certainly get that. Or leave a comment on this show if you're interested in any of these topics or getting a discussion going about photography. If you're interested in photography and you'd like to know a little bit more about digital cameras, not just buy a SLR camera, but, you know, there are some compact cameras that will still fit in your pocket, or at least the pocket of your coat, that have some capabilities in that camera that make them much better for digital photography and give you much bigger latitude in terms of digital processing of those photos later. And if you're interested in that kind of a discussion of cameras, I could certainly get into that. So call in a show, call in a show, call in a show. And also, did I mention, Ken would love it if you called in a show. So call in a show or record a show about your holiday shopping plans or how you use your tech to facilitate your hobby. That'd be another one. Talk about that. Anyway, that was all I had for today, and I wanted to avoid all the other kinds of things that were going on out there and thought this would be a nice topic to get us thinking ahead and not being so negative, because there's a lot of negative stuff kind of going on across the social networks here lately about, you know, this and that, and I wanted to do something a little positive. So, this is Mr. Gadgets. And I'm out here on this technological frontier trying to blaze a trail and make sure that the trail is clearly marked for you. And let me know what you think. Call in a show. Did I mention that you should call in a show? And you be careful out here. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.